Tennessee, riding on the blind. Sunday bells, my little darling, couldn't keep from crying. Honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Don't you wanna go?
Company's coming. Lottie Barney, also known as Tony, my sweet little sister, came to the world February 5th, 1918 on a Tuesday. The moon was waning crescent, and her birthstone was amethyst. We were just 17 months apart, and I fast became her protective older brother. Scythe Lorena Barney, also known as Lorene, joined our family on Wednesday, June 20th, 1920, when the moon was waxing almost full. Her birthstone was a pearl. October 1920. Fall was in the air, but winter was once again creeping up on the desolate desert landscape. The sheep were bleating now and then as they mulled contently nearby, munching on the last of the stubble of plants available in the small gully we were in to give us some relief from the constant wind that swirled across the valley. Mother was softly singing Lily of the Valley to my new baby sister, Lorene. Mother sat on the tattered blanket shading Lorene as she tried to sleep. My sister Lottie was humming bits of the song, too, as she drew with a small stick in the reddish-brown sandy dirt. I was only 4 years and 2 months old, but had already understood the fact that I considered myself the protector of the family, especially my little sisters. My father was away working most of the time. Mother was busy just trying to keep food on the table. Therefore, I was usually aware of what was going on around me. "Mother, is that dust coming off our trail?" I asked as I squinted my big, dark brown eyes. She gazed in the direction I was pointing. "Looks like it," she answered. "Hope so," I said. "Maybe Father's bringing water. We're low." "I don't know." "I'll help you up on the horse," Mother said. She helped me up, then she placed the blanket and then Lottie in the front of the old bay. "Hold tight to the mane. You two can trail the dog and help bring the sheep in." Mother scooped Lorene up and then cautioned us. "You go slow, Orion. I don't want you two falling off." And then she started walking briskly toward our homestead as she shouted a command to the dog to gather the sheep. "Nanny!" Lottie said eagerly as we caught sight of our 13-year-old Aunt Nan. She was laying on a blanket on the ground by the wagon, watching a large red-tailed buzzard hawk soaring in circles, looking for unsuspecting prey. "It's Grandmother and Grandfather Barney," I said happily. "Nanny play?" Lottie asked as she giggled in expectation. "Yeah," I said, as I pulled the bay close to the fence. "Are you two or a sight for sore eyes?" Grandfather Barney said as he stood by us, gently lifting Lottie down from the horse and into his muscular arms. "You want a piece of taffy?" he asked, smiling as two pair of grubby hands reached for the unexpected sweet treat. Grandmother Barney held Lorene in her arms. "She's growing like a weed. She looks like the Barneys. Her hair is coming in dark like some of my children." "I think she looks a bit like you," Ma said. "Probably so," Grandfather Barney agreed, "especially since she's named after Grandmother Barney here." "Yeah," Ma said, nodding her head in agreement. "Scythe Lorene, after her grandmother Scythe. I'd be pleased if she can grow up to be as fine a lady as you are." "Ah, Lily, you flatter me," Grandmother Barney happily replied. "No, I'm just stating the truth," Mother said cheerfully. "I'll fix us a bite to eat before you head back. It's so good to see you. Orion, get some wood in for the stove."
"I'll help him," Grandfather said.
"Orion can help me get the water barrels off the wagon. Afton said you'd need some. He's haying for me for a few more days." Lottie settled on the blanket with Nan. "I'm glad you come, Grandfather," I said. "We won't be having Lumpy Dick for supper again tonight." "It keeps your belly full," Grandfather said as I tried to match his long strides. I jumped into the boot tracks he left and dented in the sandy desert soil as he walked toward the dirty old wooden gray water barrels. "I need a drink," I said, as I dipped some lukewarm water from the pail with a dipper. I drank part of it and then returned the unused portion to the pail.
"Wouldn't mind if I have one, too," Grandfather said, following my lead, but drinking every last drop of his.
The squawking from the small makeshift chicken coop meant we'd be having chicken and Ma's Danish dumplings for supper. That made my mouth water with anticipation.
"Nan's looking a bit peaked," Mother said after supper as she turned to look at Nan, who was sitting right next to her.
"She's been feeling poorly," Grandmother Barney agreed, as she rocked Lorene back and forth lovingly in her old rickety rocking chair. "Some kind of malady's had her down with a fever and a stomach ailment," Nan said.
"I had an awful headache.
That's why I haven't played much with Lottie."
A note. Lumpy Dick was a boiled pudding. You'd heat milk in a pan, and in a bowl you'd beat an egg and then add some sugar, flour enough to use up the egg, and a little salt. You'd rub that between your hands till it was like rice, and you'd stir it into the hot milk. You'd cook a few minutes, and then serve it with milk or cream.